Hey, it's Thursday. That means it's time for Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a show where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit and talk a little bit about what they're working on in school. I ask them their plans for the future, and we even talk about music. Joining me in the studio today is Christina Sin.
Thank you for having me.
What do you do at the University of Arizona?
I conduct research at the Chirco Lab, and we mostly do cardiovascular research on disease and development using human-induced pluripotent stem cells, or HIPSCs for short.
You're looking at stem cells?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
These stem cells are actually not from embryos, but from patients that are suffering from certain diseases that we're interested in looking at. What they are is just somatic cells, so the non-reproductive cells from the human body. Skin cells, blood cells that we can transform to become very embryonic-like.
Skin cells have stem cells inside them?
Technically, no. They won't become stem cell without some force of coercion.
So you encourage them to become the stem cells?
Yeah. What we specifically do to transform these terminal cells into stem cells is overexpressing certain genes that encode for pluripotency that would be overexpressed in the embryo.
So you just pump up the volume on a certain aspect of them?
Exactly that.
So once you've created stem cells, then what do you do with those?
We utilize the fact that these stem cells actually retain the genetic material. Once we differentiate them to other cell types, any other cell type of the body, specifically for our lab, heart cells and all the different types of cells that the heart is made out of, we then visualize and analyze a cell for certain parameters and test certain drugs on them to see how the disease functions without ever endangering the patient, cutting them open and taking out their tissue and putting them at risk. And that's a really ideal method of researching cardiovascular disease because the heart is really one of your most vulnerable organs. Once you encounter a disease or injury from a heart attack, let's say, millions of these cells are lost and they're never recovered. So we really want to minimize any way that we can to not take those cells away from patients in order to study these diseases that are the number one cause of death for most countries worldwide.
Well, that answers the why are you studying this question, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does. Certainly gives meaning to what we're doing.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
I'll be actually pursuing medicine after graduation and hopefully starting to study for my MCATs next year and then applying for medical school in the following year.
Then you'll be doctor.
I will be. That's the goal.
Do you ever listen to music?
I do. I'm actually really into K-pop right now. My favorite group is, of course, Blackpink. Four-member girl group, and their message of, self-empowerment and, pursuing whatever you want and having that confidence in whatever you do.
That's so good for everyone. Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.